everyone. Welcome to WD Carousel Podcast. My name's Ian.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Laurel.
And I'm Mike.
Yes,
Mike's
you're still back. Here.
Still
Mike.
Here.
Yay.
Still
here. Yay. Forgot you had to introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, right. That's a thing.
So you guys are doing a podcast. Oh, I'm in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. We're not just hanging out. This is not live in front of a
studio audience. Personalized to the audience.
So, on this episode, we are still talking about the trip that we were just on, because
yes.
It was a good one. And we are going to talk about something that Crystal's in already, but the rest of us had not, and that is dining at Space 220.
Yes. I've been cautiously optimistic about it, because I was like, well, the food could be okay. I've heard mixed reviews.
Yeah.
But surely, like, going up to space, that's going to be so cool.
Right.
Listen, dudes.
Spoilers.
So let's start then with the experience before the food. Then shall we start there? And Laurel, you're already kind of on a roll. Go ahead and get us started.
So you check in and they give you a little tab and
ticket
basically
thing.
It's supposed to be your ticket to the space station.
Yeah,
and you
Which
get in line.
Does nothing.
It does nothing. Like, you don't get to interact with it. It's just a thing.
You give it away and you don't even get to keep it like souvenir.
It's like you give it to your waiter once you get up there. But they just wait in a line, then when the elevator is ready, you go in, you gather around this kind of hole in the floor that's supposed to show you, you know, your trip up.
Yeah.
And then so there's one above you, one below. You get in, it takes off, they tell you, look up first, and then you can look down.
Yeah.
It's fine. So that was probably
I'll say one thing of note. If you are somebody who does have weird fears of heights, probably not advisable to go look at those. Even though I know logically in your brain you're not going anywhere.
But the cast member wanted to make sure that you knew
that we weren't going
you
anywhere.
Actually in space.
I understand how physics works.
She
needed to tell an adult man that you weren't actually going anywhere.
What are you telling me that despite
we're
the fact that I
going
didn't
to space.
See a space elevator outside of the building that I'm riding a space elevator?
Yeah.
Good to know.
So the space elevator experience itself, it's pretty well themed. The
visuals aren't horrible.
They're not bad, but also I'm like,
tired. I was there last.
Really? They look worse than they did? Oh, that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Delora.
But I felt like they were going to use the same sort of whatever it is that they use in Rise of the Resistance to like make you feel like you're moving, and it was just like I feel like the graphics for like the brief moments I was able to stomach it
right.
weren't great.
Great, no, it was sort of like ooh, this is maybe a little bit better than Google Earth. That's cool.
Yeah,
you know, it didn't feel exceptionally. I mean, like, and
it
would
wasn't
rumble
hyper
a little bit.
Real. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was meh.
But like, it was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I wasn't like, oh, this is stupid immediately.
Right.
You know, and then you get off at the space station. You walk through an area, which I think is the coolest
part.
Part
of the whole thing
was
yeah.
like the hallway to get to the dining room, and then there's like you can see like they're growing some plants in the circular fashion,
yes, which I believe is a reference to Horizons.
Correct.
By the way, sorry, random.
But I say I think those plants are fake, though.
Yes, they are, honey. It's
yes. Yes, thank
then
you.
The cast
honey.
Member comes up to Mike again and says,
"Are you trying to be that cast member for your wife?"
Yes,
it's okay. Yeah. Let me tell you a secret. Those are fake.
They're not real. With a mirror in the
There's
back.
There's a mirror
that way
behind it.
Longer.
Yeah, that was so funny.
As you can tell, we're totally thrilled.
Yeah.
Whoa. And then you hand off your ticket
to your waiter,
the host. Yeah. And then they walk you in, and kind of the big kind of, you know,
reveal.
Wow moment. Yeah, the reveal, exactly. You walk into the main dining area, which has these, you know, kind of giant, like four or five giant windows looking out as if you're in, like,
space.
Starship Enterprise.
In space.
Yeah. And it does have a very distinctly, like, dining room in a, like, Star Trek starship.
Yes,
like
that is
the vibe that they went for, and
which
I think
I
they
don't hate it.
Don't hate it at all.
Even though Disney hasn't bought Star Trek yet.
CBS is holding on still.
Holding on for dear life.
And I love me some
so
Star
Trek. They're cranking
Trek.
Up 10 shows right now.
It's exactly. They're trying. They're going for it. I was like, oh, good job, you keep doing it. But they definitely took that approach, and I think that overall the earth effect, like floating over the earth, is pretty good.
It's cool. Yeah. And I didn't really have a problem at first. I was like, oh, this is cool. This is new.
Yeah.
And I think it didn't really be- the problems didn't really become apparent until you sat down and watched it for a little bit. For one, like you couldn't tell sometimes on the screen because there's a couple screens that don't get a lot of action at all.
Right.
Because you don't have the earth in them.
Right.
And it's hard to tell if they're supposed to be stars or they're reflections from lights behind you.
Yes.
That was a problem that I was having.
And then the thing that really got me, and I think I brought it up when we were in there even, where I was looking at, I'm like, so did the intern who just learned how to use After Effects put these like random pieces into it? Like, so they have, the idea is like, you'll see like, you know, other like, you know, glider, like other spaceships show up and, you know, people doing EVAs and, you know, like in full, you know, astronaut outfits.
Someone's walking
stuff.
Their dog.
Right, exactly. Little,
someone's having a lightsaber fight.
Right, exactly. It's like, it's cute.
It's supposed to be silly and, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But they're moving so quickly.
It looked, and it didn't look like they were moving. It looks like they were being dragged across by a keyframe animation.
Yeah.
Like it did
and
not
too
lower
fast.
Or enlarged
or like which is what they're doing. Like I get it, but also it just didn't look
realistic.
Right.
Yeah.
It looked,
truly.
Yeah, so fake.
Yeah, it was like so you grabbed an astronaut from Getty Images and you just cut it out and stuck it on top of the screen. It did not.
And the movement made no sense as far as speed went, too.
Right.
No.
Right.
So it'd like slowly drop into your frame and then you'd look at it for a little bit, but then it would go either back up, which makes no sense, and it would do it really fast.
Really quickly.
It's like watching the DVD logo thing.
Exactly. Wow, we just dated ourselves, didn't we?
Yes. I haven't thought about that in about 15 years.
You just kind of sit there waiting for it to hit the corner.
It really did. I'm like, did we just pay this money to watch a giant screensaver?
Yeah, that's what it was. I was waiting for floating toasters with wings to start like going past them.
What about the tubes? Like the Windows tubes?
So speaking of money, we did decide to do the lunch reservation. Last time I had gone, I had just... got a lounge, which is a la carte. So
we did not have that availability.
You paid $55 for lunch, and you got to choose an appetizer and an entree. And we'll just go through what we had.
And then we can talk
to start
about
off with the appetizers. I had what they consider is the Neptune tartare. It is yellowfin tuna, ouzu, ginger, miso, soy, avocado, radish, mango, coulis, microgreens, and sesame crackers. It was fine.
Yay! Woo! It's one of those things where it's like they almost said, they Mad Libs'd, like, good-sounding things together for their menu. I'm like, Delaware North, do you even have a chef back there, or is it just a marketing guy?
I didn't taste any of the miso soy. I didn't taste anything other than the meat, which is fine,
which
that
is
was
good.
The main thing.
It's good that the tartare was, you know, acceptable.
Yeah, but, like, there was not really any other flavor, and that was the disappointing part.
I had the Blue Moon cauliflower, which was the I do like tempura, so that was kind of fun. So it's a tempura fried cauliflower with a hot sauce, kind of blue cheese dust on it, and it was presented in a kind of a fun way. It was basically like if you've ever had cauliflower wings before, kind of follows that mentality, but just more, you know. I actually liked it. It was, you know, not anything to like specifically write home about, but it was nice.
And you had the same thing.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
What did you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, it was decent. Yeah. I mean, it's rare that I'm like, yeah, give me a vegetable for my appetizer. But
it's not a big veggie dude.
Yeah,
but
a big
also
veggie
like,
person, but like,
it's covered in tempura. So
right,
like,
so it's just like, you know, I think it did the trick.
Yeah,
you know?
All the health benefits are fried out of it. It's
right,
fine.
Exactly. Like, it's all good. It's texture now.
This is just deep fried something. Okay.
Yeah.
And I got the Big Bang Burrata, which is burrata di mozzarella, grilled artichoke hearts, arugula, sunflower seed, romanesco. The mozzarella was very good, but I did have a burrata like the night before that that just like knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
So this
was
like, I ate the mozzarella. The arugula was just so, like, so just
overpowering.
Yeah. I only ate the mozzarella, which was, it was good, but the rest of us, like, you can take that back. But I mean, I could eat mozzarella all day. It was, so yeah. I can't complain too much.
This was also our last meal that we had at Disney.
Last sit down, yeah.
Yeah, and so we had a lot of really good things this trip.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, we're like, sorry, Delaware North, the vendor for this thing. Our expectations are way too high for you right now. Sorry.
But because it was our final meal, that also meant that when we got to our entree level, you and I kind of were just like, okay, I need a break.
Yeah.
So Ian and I both got separately a Centauri burger, which is their signature beef blend, white cheddar cheese, bacon, shredded lettuce, tomatoes, fried potato wedges, and a sriracha aioli.
Yeah.
I didn't taste the sriracha
aioli. I didn't either.
They overcooked my burger.
They did do that, yes.
A lot.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it was better than a basic quick service
theme park burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I could have gotten better food at the Food and Wine Festival that we were at.
Yes. Yeah. And that, I think, kind of... And I'm sorry. Continue. I'm going to stuff up my soapbox for a minute.
It's okay. I mean, you had the burger, too. So we're talking about the burger.
I did. But I was kind of going... I kind of went wide with it. I was sort of in the mindset of... It felt to me like, based on what we paid, we should have... It's just like you could have gotten an amazing meal at Disney for that.
Yeah. $55 again.
$55. Yeah. And it was... It just didn't... It just... I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. Keep moving. Well, I mean, I have a similar thought to that, though. It's like when you and I have gone to Topolino and that breakfast thing. That breakfast doesn't have a lot of food to it, but you're still paying $45 for that prefix.
I paid $45 for a bagel and lox.
Yeah.
But don't you guys get characters?
It's characters.
Yeah, it's characters and stuff.
Usually, character meals, it's all you can eat, or it's a family style.
Yeah. True.
This is like an entree, and there's like no refills.
Yeah.
Anything. But like the bread, service, nothing.
Kind of what made me think of that was just like, I mean, you're paying for the experience, you're not paying for the food.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the experience is not as good as Topolino's.
Yeah.
It's just, it's something that like, oh, we really want to do it because it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing else like it at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know
what it's a play.
One and done. It's done.
It's Delaware North.
So we had the steak frites. So we had the steak had coffee, space rub, fries.
Space rub.
And
I'm so sorry.
I know, space rub. I'm like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Space rub.
fries, broccolini, and chimichurri. It was fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
We had amazing steak at the same place we had the amazing burrata.
Yeah, just duplicated the meal at a worse place.
At a worse place.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was fine. It was cooked okay. I liked the broccolini. It was really good, but it's hard to mess up broccolini. You just steam it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not memorable. I can barely remember what it tasted like.
I've had like chimichurri as a dip for bread that's been better than and it was just like it was okay.
Something to bring up as well. This is the first sit down place, especially for the price, that we didn't get a bread service.
You don't get bread service.
True. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Even if
I'm
it
a
was
big
just
fan
a basic,
of bread.
A basic
I do love bread.
Roll would have been fine, but we didn't get a bread service for it.
No.
We didn't get a dessert off of the price.
No.
Mm-hmm. So $55 for a burger and an app.
Yeah,
is a lot.
If you want to have lunch, like a decent lunch. For $35, go to the Crypt de Paris and get
their lunch.
Yeah, their lunch is you get a savory crepe, a dessert crepe, a super salad, and an alcoholic cider for $35.
That's like weirdly the best deal
at
Disney. It's
such a good deal.
You get alcohol for it. Like, that's nuts.
For $35, you get like three plates of food and alcoholic beverage.
And then to compare it to like the dinner prices for Space 220. So this is where they don't give you alcohol, but they do add in a dessert. That's kind of the only difference.
And how much is it?
It's the same apps. They do have slightly better entree options and a dessert. For $80.
No.
So another $25 to add dessert.
No.
I will eat around the world. I'll go to Crêperie de Paris.
Yeah.
There's so much, like, especially at Epcot, where you have the best food of any park.
You could walk into.
No.
So many things.
No,
I would say if you want to do this adventure, I'm trying to be polite.
Be polite.
Yeah.
I would say go to the lounge.
Yep.
Find a way to get to the lounge.
Yeah.
You can have a beverage. Yes, they're going to be overpriced and cheesily themed, but then you get the same quote-unquote experience that the lunch and dinner guests that pay a hell of a lot more do.
And you have control of your own destiny in terms of like what you're paying. You know, it's like, I'm just going to buy a drink and we can share an app.
Mm-hmm.
And we can come out of there having only done, you know, a crepes to Perry amount of damage and had a good experience.
Which is what I had last time. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, and they do have different apps as well, because you can get like deviled eggs, you can get chicken on a waffle, you can get sliders. I mean, you have more options than you do even for the prefix meal, and options that I think I would prefer too.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd setup. It's an odd menu.
It's odd.
Oh, did we want to talk about, our beverages?
They were really not super exciting.
So I had the Orion Old Fashioned.
Did I also have that?
Buffalo Trace, Grand Marnier, and Chocolate Bitters.
No, that isn't what I had.
It was okay. I have had much better everywhere. No, not everywhere. Take that back. Le Cellier, you are still on the shit list for me as far as beverages go.
Oh, yeah, that was not fun.
That was not
good. That was not fun.
But as far as the quality of the beverage goes, it matches the quality of the food.
Everything else, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not drink because I had drank way too much on our trip.
Yes,
we did a lot of drinking on that trip.
Listen, it was fine.
I can't remember. We're adults.
I don't know what I had for drinking.
The night before, you had an entire bottle of wine by yourself on the boat.
Yeah, I didn't finish the bottle of wine.
There's no judgment here.
But I've finished a bottle of wine by myself many a time. So
so basically, save your money on Space 220 and save up for a boat to see Harmonious. That's basically... Yeah.
Dude. Bless him, like, if you have 10 people, it's not even that expensive.
Not even that expensive.
No. It's $400. We have 10 people, it's $40.
$40 a person for that?
That's
cheaper than
all people you like.
Than our meal.
Yeah.
And then you get Randy, who's amazing.
Oh, my God. Get Randy.
Request Randy. She's
delightful.
Now we're digressing just because I want to talk about something different.
Well, look.
So, Randy!
So, Space 220. In the end, one thing I liked about it that I thought was kind of fun is I could have seen them saying, okay, you're done, bye, and then just like walk you out a door and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they
made
you
the
wait.
Experience.
Yeah, they
way
made
down.
You go back down.
Mike, go back down the elevator.
He was just like, I'm done now.
Right. Which,
we're good.
Like, part of me was kind of like, almost like, that's sort of cute that you guys committed to the bit this long. Like, it's kind of what it felt like to me, but I part of me found it kind of charming.
Yeah. But, yeah, overall, the theming, okay. The food, okay.
Like, I kind of just, the small petty side of me
of course.
Appreciates that it is hidden.
I didn't know you were petty.
In a dark back corner of mission space that nobody
literally
noticed.
You do not, unless
that
you know where
so
it is.
Weird.
Like, if you're a first time Disney goer and you're trying to find that restaurant, you're gonna have
like,
a hard time.
They have kind of the marquee like out, kind of somebody standing out there near the
like,
queue to get
it's
in.
It's not like up high.
No.
It's like at eye level as an adult.
And not to mention,
so you're not gonna see it from far away.
Can we also talk about how weird it was to go in? Like, you know, they walk you around the side of the building, and there's these just, like, random doors. It looked like it was, like, it used to be a gift shop or something.
Yeah,
and you
which
walk
probably
in,
did.
Probably was. Yeah, it was just bizarre.
And then you have to awkwardly wait against the wall until your elevator's ready.
Right.
Or until another party is there to
join you.
I'm like...
It was, I don't know.
It's okay. That's my overall thing about the whole thing. It's okay.
All right.
I wouldn't go there again. I wouldn't waste my time again.
Yeah, you're not going to be mad about it, but also, like, you might be mad at how much you paid for it.
Yeah.
It's kind of, to me, it reminds me of Coral Reef, where you have to go around the side of the building and you don't even know that it's there and it's not good quality food. But at least with Coral Reef, you have live fishies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I'm planning a trip with my roommate. And she's like, hey, look at this. And she sends me a picture of Coral Reef. And I'm like, we will not be going.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
We will not be going.
We had to go on our trip in September because we had some Disney newbies.
Yeah.
And we had the sweetest woman with us. And she had one request. That's the only thing she wanted to do. I was like, well, I'm not going to say no to Lisa. She's amazing. She's the best. So we went, and I was like, yep. It's bad.
This is bad.
Bad as I remember.
Disappointed.
Disappointed.
Okay, so since you've actually subjected yourself to both, which one
I go back to Coral Reef first. A, it's not expensive. It's not as expensive. Here we are. It's not as expensive. There are live animals. It looks pretty. I think I could find... I ordered a steak there. That was my fault. I think if I maybe ordered some of the more unique seafood dishes, because I do love seafood, I might have had a better time. Because Lisa and their partner, Britt, they both had seafood. They enjoyed it.
Okay.
So I feel like there's more promise there.
Okay. It's probably fresher, too.
Yeah, that's true. you could probably get it. I mean, they're probably getting it from the land pavilion.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking, you know, not you do the from whole the red aquarium, lobster thing,
no.
And you're like, I want that lobster. Huh. I want that fish.
Could
this
I get a
fish
great white shark?
Funny.
Can I
just that's say because that it was we the clown fish.
We went to Red Lobster the other night, and I had to, like, it's really awkward to explain to 7-year-olds why there are lobsters.
In a tank.
It's at Red Lobster. It's like,
to eat them.
Let's just, can we just do away with that? Is it necessary?
It's weird. It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah. But I'm morbid and it's fun.
At least it's not like the bar we used to go to that had like the claw machine
with
for lobsters in a tank.
Oh, no.
That sounds amazing.
That's a life for a lobster.
That's,
just a
that
is terror
claw.
Every time it goes off.
Claw.
Wow.
We digress.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's
yeah,
wild.
Like apparently, if you caught it for $15, they would do it any way you wanted to. This was a burrito place. It wasn't the place.
Oh
that
no!
On the U of M campus.
Oh no! No! Okay. No! 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 So no! 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 No!
Oh my gosh! So that's Space 220, guys.
That does, and somehow that's more interesting than Space 220.
Yes.
Stupid book.
Will I maybe go back with someone who wants to go to do the lounge again? Maybe.
The only way
the lounge.
That's the only way. Yeah, it's the only way that I would ever go back. I would never go for dinner.
No.
It's too bad. But also the other thing to know is Disney is not the concessionaire for this restaurant.
Right.
So most of them are. Most of them are
Disney owned.
Yeah. Yep. And for whatever reason, maybe they just like put the money into everything. They didn't want to deal with it anymore. So they've actually passed over the operator, the concessionaire for it is Delaware North, who is really best known for like
running
Sox Field. Like it's
They are the food vendor for Allianz.
They do some stuff for national parks. And again, like...
It's just not the same level you would expect when you're paying $55 a person.
Yeah, Delaware North, Zantara, like, these are companies that are not designed to operate at Disney level, and I don't know why they did that. But anyway, I digress.
I don't know. They still have Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex at Springs. So,
don't worry.
I mean.
Ian's going to go to Rainforest Cafe when he goes with his roommate.
That's a whole other story for a different day. But
Yak and Yeti's
I promise
owned
I'll come
by the
then.
Same people, though, as Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex. And Yak and Yeti is better of the trifecta.
Rainforest Cafe. Who's the concessionaire for that though? That's not like Delaware North. That's like somebody else.
No, it's because
they do other stuff too, don't they?
They have a membership card that you can get.
Is it Landry's?
Yeah.
Is it Landry's?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I thought they were based out of here for a while.
I believe they actually were. I knew a chick that took care of the owner's parrots.
That's so random.
It is.
We've gone way off topic for this episode.
Look, we're just padding this episode out.
When they first came out with Rainforest Cafe and they used to have the live birds at the Mall of America, those were his personal pets. And so they would come back to the house and you know how long parrots last, which is forever.
Forever,
so
yeah. They will outlive
she
you
was
out
the
of spite.
Babysitter for like 6 parrots.
Oh my God.
Lord.
On that note, I think we're stopping. This has been WD Carousel Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Mike.
And we hope you don't eat at Space 220 and have a great big beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.